Blackstone Audio presents Nancy Drew, Girl Detective, Dressed to Steal by Carolyn Keene. Chapter 1. A Lonely Road.
I need a new dress, George said in a resigned tone. My friend George Fane and I were on our way home from this fancy reception at the Maloney Community Center, honoring Dad's 20-year career as an attorney in River Heights.
No, make that several new dresses, George went on as I navigated a curve on a dark, deserted stretch of road where deer have been known to pounce on cars. I mean, I felt really out of it tonight in the clothing department. Gray. What was I thinking?
She stared down at her silky, silvery sundress with an expression of disgust.
This dress is so over.
It's a great dress, George. What's not to like about it? I asked, wondering what alien had kidnapped my friend and sent this girl in her place. George usually didn't give a second thought to her clothing.
Everything. All the people at your dad's party looked as if they were practicing for the Oscars. And what was I wearing? Gray.
Silver.
That's a nice way of saying gray, George said. Sorry if I'm sounding grumpy. It's just that tonight was such a special event, and I wanted to look my best.
You looked awesome, George. And what does it matter anyway? You were there to honor Dad, and he really appreciated that.
He doesn't pay attention to what people are wearing, just what they're saying.
I sneaked a glance at George.
Usually, she never cares about superficial stuff like what people are wearing either. Like